Om Shanti. Good morning, and I might not be seeing all of you tomorrow, so a very, very happy start to the new year, and I hope that Baba gives you all that you seek in the new year. And today's Murli actually feels as if it's an end of the year report. Baba's telling us how things have been and what's going on. But also, it's Baba telling us his vision for us for the future, and not long-term future, but immediate future in Sangam Yug. And so although it was spoken way back, and it wasn't the end of the year, it really feels as if it's similarly especially for today. Many beautiful things that Baba has said, but one of them is how Baba turns everything, but everything, into a very beautiful idea and image. They say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and definitely in Baba's eyes, there is nothing but beauty. Baba doesn't see the wrinkles. Baba sees the line of fortune and says that that's shining in your forehead. Baba says that in your eyes, Baba seeing the light of love and power. On your lips, Baba seeing the sweetness of the versions you share. On your face, Baba seeing the beauty of spirituality. Baba seeing the happiness on your lips. Everything is beauty, beauty, beauty. Baba seeing your hands full of treasures. Baba sees that where your feet touch the ground, there are multi-million times fortune. So the way Baba looks at everything is absolutely with beauty and truth, the eternal truth, not the superficial truth of today, but the eternal truth. But Baba's also told us what we need to do. And Baba's saying that if you emerge this awareness of your fortune, you have new sanskars, you have new awareness. And if your old awareness and old sanskars are emerging, it's because you're not remembering your fortune in a clear, emerged way. It's there, but it's sort of merged at the back of your mind. And so what we need to do is to keep just simply the awareness of our fortune of Sangam Yug very clearly emerged, and our new awareness and our new sanskars will emerge. And so Baba makes things that would normally be quite difficult and challenging very simple. That's it. Just remember your fortune. You don't have to do anything else. Just keep remembering that. And of course, Baba's also explained in a lot of detail what it is he wants for us. And so it's a statement you've heard before, but Baba's again reminding us today. Baba doesn't like you to work hard and labor hard. And today Baba's saying, your spiritual effort should be very natural, very easy, no obstacles. If really you're experiencing the fruit of your effort in Sangam Yug now, then you have access to all the different powers that God wants you to receive. And also, you have all the wisdom, all the knowledge that God wants you to have. And the third sign of the proof of your effort in Sangam Yoga, you'll be obstacle free, because the powers and the truth will enable you to go beyond all obstacles. And so again, very easy formula. If you're facing an obstacle, well, can I take the powers that God wants me to have? Can I see things in the light of truth, in the light of knowledge? And then the obstacle won't seem so huge. It'll be not even a mustard seed. You can feel a mustard seed if you are holding it in your hand. It's tiny, but you can feel it, and it's hard. But if there's just cotton wool in your hands, it's very light. It's nothing. Nothing is there. And so it will change from a mountain into a mustard seed into a piece of cotton wool. And you'll be able to deal with it. So, what is it that Baba wants for us for the new year? Firstly, it's this, to experience the fruit of Sangam Yoga and our effort. Because Sangam Yoga is running out. And so Baba is saying, when are you going to experience the fruit of your effort? Is it just in the future? Baba wants you to experience it now, today. And so let effort be so natural and so easy that it's not labor. And if I'm following Srimad, then effort is natural and easy. When I've strayed away from Srimad, then there are struggles and problems and challenges and issues, all the sort of language that we use. And of course, Srimad starts with the mind, with my awareness. And so what is my awareness? And if I keep it in the way Baba wants me to, then the rest will flow automatically. Baba's been very clear in what he wants us to do and experience. And a word that Baba's used is one that many people out there use it, but of course they don't know all the inside secrets of how to make it happen, and Baba teaches all of us those secrets. Baba says, increase the power of your mind, manobal. In Hindi it's one word, manobal, the power of the mind. Many people out there would say, yes, I'd love to do it, but I don't know how. And that's because neither do they know exactly what the mind is, nor do they know how to be able to increase its power, because they don't have the truth, the knowledge that Baba's given us. And the very easy way, if you think about all the Muralis you've been hearing, Baba's been talking about eliminating waste thoughts. Baba's been talking about saving energy. Today again, Baba's saying that Baba doesn't want to see you use your energy just in mundane things. Even in terms of service, even that, if it's simply on the level of actions and words, Baba's saying it's very limited. And so it's still down here somewhere. It's not up there in the way that Baba wants. And so take your mind into the unlimited. And if you move your mind into the unlimited with Baba, and of course God is unlimited. So when I'm connected with God, then where do I stand? Baba's saying that then you're standing on top of the globe. And then as Baba, you're seeing the whole world below. You know, when the astronauts first went into outer space and they were going round the planet, they came back and they reported how they'd felt. And they said that the liftoff had been from Texas, and at first they were identifying with the continent. This is my land. And in particular, they were identifying with the place. But as they'd circled around every 17 minutes or something like that, 7 minutes, as they circled around, their awareness changed. And even after just a few circles, and they weren't identifying so much with that continent or that place, but they were seeing the whole planet as home. So this is my home. This is my world. And then further on, they were even able to distance themselves from that consciousness of my. Now, we don't need to take a lot of training like they had. We don't need to spend time and money and energy on the physical. And Baba very simply tells us, come into the unlimited where I am. So Baba, the unlimited, my home, the unlimited. And from up above, I look down and I can see the whole planet. And so Baba is saying, practice this. Be up above with me, above this planet, and you get away from the my of my duty, my this, my that, because you're spending too much time in all those little things that bog you down. Baba's not saying throw away your responsibilities. Baba's talking about getting caught up with all the little questions, how, why, if, what, but. But stay in the present, stay focused, and you'll be able to see very clearly what the situation is and what you need to do. No wastage of time, thoughts or energy. And in that way, what you're doing when you're up above there with Baba, you're able to give God's light to the whole planet, the whole world. I know that we share Baba's light and good wishes for any number of people who need it, and that's important. But just think about them for 30 seconds, no more. This one, this one, this one, this place, that place, the other place, whatever it may be. You're with Baba, 30 seconds, you have them in front of you, and it's Baba who's giving the light, and then you just give the light, that's it, to the whole planet. And so Baba's saying, even if you do this just for a short while, and this is manobal, the power of the mind, mansa seva, Baba's used both words, service through the mind. And so even if you do this for a short while, the results of that will be very, very visible. And Baba's service will take on a whole new level, because the air quality souls are waiting. And the way that you find them is by sending out that light so that they know where to come. You don't have to go chasing after them, but they'll find that light. They'll come. Just as in the early days, Shiv Baba was doing most of the work, I think, because Brahma Baba was just marveling at everything that was happening. And he didn't really understand what was happening. But God was very engaged. And Baba was sending that light. And those original souls, we still have Dadi Ratan Mohini with us. And she's going to be 100 on the 25th of March. So it's a big milestone. And she's still with us. So, and you see the quality of her faith, even today, you see the quality of her love. And of course, most of you here had a lot of interaction with Daddy Janki. Some of you didn't, but most of you did. And so Baba's saying that the foundation souls, all of these souls, you can see how much power they had. And the foundation of their faith was absolutely immovable, unshakable, right until the very end. And of course, they're the instruments who have made all the rest of service happen across the world. But now as we approach the final period, this is a time for all of us to do that same Mansa Seva. But you have to increase your own inner power to be able to do that. We use the term very lightly, Mansa Seva, but it actually requires a lot of focus, a lot of purity, a lot of awareness of the unlimited. And so can I bring my mind to that level where more and more I'm able to stay up above? And then I'll do whatever I need to do here. I won't neglect it. I won't be careless about it. But I won't waste my time or my energy. I give it the energy it needs and it's done very fast. But then I have the space to do something else. And so Baba wants us to be the master bestowers. How many of you received Daddy's 1 minute message? It doesn't come every day, but it comes regularly quite often. A good number. So by chance, yesterday I was hearing her 1 minute message and she was talking about the masters and how people today don't even so much remember gurus or pundits or priests, but they remember the masters and they have a very high opinion of masters. And then today I'm reading about the master bestowers. And so the master bestower, not just a bestower, but the master bestower. And to be able to give donation. And on the one side, Mansa Seva is global, worldwide. And of course, wherever you meet and they need some support and cooperation, yes, it's important. But with Brahmin family, Baba saying you can never give donation to the Brahmins. They already are taking everything from Baba. But maybe what they sometimes need is a little bit of cooperation and a little bit more power to remind them. And so, yes, share the powers that you have experienced and also share all the things that Baba's given you to cooperate with them. And so if you can do that, then yes, you're the master bestower. And we've heard often from Baba about not needing to take. And because if you're taking from the source, it's unlimited. And you can take as much as you want, anytime you want, and it's always there. And then we look at the situation of human interaction. And last week Baba spoke about wanting love and respect and regard and all of these things, and how because there's something lacking in me, that's why I have this expectation. But today Baba's taking the subject of what it means to take even deeper. And Baba's saying, if I say, if you do this, then I'll do this. If you change, or if she or he changes, then yes, I can do this also. Well, that's also taking. I might see that it's an exchange, but it's not actually. I'm waiting for them to give me something, what I want. I'm expecting them to fulfill my need. I want them to change. And so Baba was saying, don't have that awareness of taking, that also becomes a limitation. That's also business. If you do this, then I will do this. And so on an inner level, what is it that I need to be aware of? Just my fortune and the possibility that whatever I want, whatever I need is available from one. And just keep going with that. Just keep taking, but also remember to give, both in terms of human interaction, but also in terms of the power through the mind. And so this is why I said that it's a summary of all the things Baba's been telling us that he would like for us and what we need to do. But it's also a beautiful vision that Baba's showing us for the coming year. And two other things that Baba's very specifically mentioned. That was the year, and I hadn't remembered that it was that specific year, but it seems that that was the year that Baba had mentioned that whoever comes in the next season has to be free from anger. And together with the subject of purity and class and diet, the Madhuban forms all had that question that year. Have you been free from anger? Who remembers that? A good few. And so it must have been that year because Baba's remembering that. And so we did have some souls who said, well, I really want to go, but I haven't been free. And so we didn't have to say to anyone, don't go. They themselves volunteered the information. We're not in their homes to see what they're up to. And here they might be very charming and sweet. Maybe not, but maybe. But they would say to us, no, I didn't manage it. I want to give myself another year of effort to really get rid of this before I say I go to Madhuban. So I was saying that, yes, that's something that you have to do. Get rid of anger totally. And again, anger is very much like Baba said in the Murali 2 weeks ago. Anger is very much connected with the whole subject of wanting. What I expect and what I want. And so Baba's saying, no, that's, Baba's not going to talk to you about that. Baba's going to talk to you about that another time. So expect in the next few weeks a Murali that talks about the result of the children and anger. But the other thing that apparently Baba had said, and this I didn't remember, Baba had said that every center should serve 900,000. And media, that's one way, but maybe there can be other ways. In India, when Dadiji had said that she wanted to have mega programs, and that meant having a gathering of 100,000, Ahmedabad did it in 2 weeks. Admittedly, 80% of the gathering were Brahmins, but it was what Baba had asked, Dadiji had asked for, a gathering of 100,000. So about 20,000 might have been outsiders, but mostly everybody from Gujarat came to support Ahmedabad. And I remember being there, and it was amazing to see the scene, 100,000 people. So, and then when Baba's not got a response from centers, Baba said, okay, let's try the zone. Can the zone take care of 900,000 people? But that also didn't happen at that time. But definitely, with social media, it's possible. When Daddy came here for her 100th that January, she wasn't here for very long. She was here just for a couple of weeks. for that was the one and only time that we hit 1 million on social media. So that was something spectacular, because every day, there'd be somebody filming Dadi, just short little snippets and something that she was saying. And with Dadi, every moment, something of wisdom and truth would emerge from her lips. So it was wonderful that it happened while she was around. So, but now Baba wants 900,000. So, and of course, never mind media, do mansa seva. Prepare your mind, be with the right awareness and the right sanskaras, and be up above with Baba. And then it's not just 900,000, but billions that you're serving. They won't know, and you won't know who you've served, but you'll see the results later. You'll see souls coming. And one thing that Baba said at that time has actually happened. And in that, Baba's saying that you'll see souls who come last going very, very fast. They're air quality souls, and they really want to do everything for Baba. And that, I know for a fact, is happening already. Souls here and there and different places. And you can see that they're totally motivated to reveal Baba to the world. So today's Smriti is beautiful, as always, but very special today. And tomorrow, January begins. And with January, we always have something else that we practice in Baba's house, and that is silence. I know that all of you meet each other once a week, and so there's a lot of social exchange, but maybe we can change that and just make it to drishti. Can we just give each other the loving drishti that Baba talks about in the Murali and acknowledge them? You're not ignoring them, you're not averting your eyes, you're acknowledging them, but really it's with drishti, so that we create an atmosphere of silence in not just the cafe or the dining room, but throughout the house, because that will be a very good foundation for whatever effort we want to make personally. So collectively, if we pay attention to this, I'm sure it can happen. And definitely, everybody feels they need more yoga. Is that right? Who feels they need more yoga? I agree. And so we're going back to the system which we started today and we were having before, that every Sunday yoga will be from 7 to 7:30, not just 7:15, but 7:30. And certainly here we can do this, and at your own centers, you can see if it works out for you, that on Wednesdays what will happen is that there was a practice that we had through December, and in London we only managed it for a short time, not the full month, because there were too many things going on. But we were taking the 1972 Murali and personal reflection, and then sharing with a partner, and then sharing together as a whole gathering. And I have to say, it was a very beautiful scene to witness. Everybody, absolutely everybody engaged, and a real mingling of the Tamil and the Hindi and the English class, really. People pairing with people they haven't spoken to ever, people pairing with people who were, they were meeting after a long time. So it was really lovely. And so in London, here, Global House, we're going to do this every Wednesday. And we would take up the blessing of the day. I think probably if we focus on the blessing, then sometimes people talked about other things, which is fine, spiritual, not business. So these two things, just be aware of that. And as I said, if you want to do it at your own center, you can discuss it and see if it works out for that. We offer Bhog to Baba and a very, very happy year ahead for everyone.
Thank you.